Just thankful to God. All right, bring the lady. Come. Suppose that we are strangers, are we ladies? Now, if God knows what was in life, He knows what will be in life. And if God will reveal to me what was in your life, and then will tell me what will be in your life, if He tells me what was, if you'll know whether that's the truth or not, because you've lived up that space of life. But then if He tells you the truth about that, you'd believe He'd tell the truth about the other, wouldn't the rest of it be true? Thank you, sister. Now you're aware that something's going on. You're conscious of that. Now that isn't nothing. Did you see that picture of the angel of the Lord? Have you been here when they've had it for, it's passing out to the audience last week?
No.
I don't think we have one here tonight. It was taken. Standing on the platform of 30,000 people, the American Photographer Association came. Now that's what you feel. It's in the supernatural realm. Now I see that you're very, very sick. You have a cancer. Is that right? That cancer? It's in the womb, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Only chance is God. And He is the chance. He's the cure. Will you believe it?
Yes, sir.
Will you accept it?
Yes, sir.
Come here. Heavenly Father, I pray now as I lay hands upon her, may the Holy Spirit come upon her and condemn that cancer and kill it. May it be drove from her this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you now, sister. Go on your road happy. Rejoice. Thank God for your healing. Anointed now with His Spirit, it'd be kind of hard for you to hide your life, wouldn't it? It really would. Now, I couldn't heal you. There's nothing I could do about that. Because Christ already done that. But He hasn't told you your life yet. You know your life, but He has already healed you when He died at Calvary. By the way, you aren't even seeking healing for yourself. It's for your husband. Is that right? The man has something wrong in here. It's sinus. Is that right? Listen, your husband smokes cigarettes too. You go tell them, may the Lord take now and heal him of that sinus and make him completely well. You believe He'll do it?
I know He will.
Almighty God, author of life, may the power of God come upon this man and may he be healed and may this woman be blessed, Lord, as she leaves this platform, and may they both live a long, happy life in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you now. Go and rejoice and be happy. Don't get up. God bless you. That's fine. Let's say thanks be to God. We know that our Lord Jesus is ever near. You believe? Don't doubt now. Have faith. You don't have to be here. Just be there. It's all right. Just keep praying. Keep having faith. How do you do, sir? I perceive that you're a minister. You're not here for yourself either. You're here seeking for somebody else. I believe it's a sister. Is that right? She's had an accident of some sort, or was struck on the head or something, hurt her. Some way caused her to have some kind of fainting spells. Or something like that, or blackout spells, like when she comes out of it, she gets real sick. Is that right? You belong to Church of God?
Yes.
I thought so. Go now and put your hand on your sister. The Lord Jesus makes her well. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Believe? All right. You don't get over that chest trouble, lady? If you want to accept it, God will make you well if you just only believe. That's all you have to do. All right, lady, you come. Do you believe Him with all your heart? And believe that God will make you well? You do. I was watching, there's something to that man again, but what it was, you got heart trouble yourself. That's what your trouble is, isn't that right? A leaking heart. You believe God will make you well? Come here just a moment. Now, Father, for this young woman here, just here in her young womanhood, I pray that you'll bless her and may she go home and get well, Father. I bless her for this purpose and for this cause, the cause of Jesus Christ, who said if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. I ask it in Jesus' name for her healing. Amen. Now, do you believe, sister? And go on, forget about the heart trouble and serve God all the rest of your life and be forever. Come, lady. You believe, lady? You want to get over female trouble? It's been bothering you for some time, hasn't it, lady? Isn't that true? No one knew that but you and God. But that's the truth, isn't it? Now, if He knows what you did and where you was at and all about it, knows what's wrong with you, His presence is here. Is that right? Now, will you accept your healing of Jesus Christ? You do. God bless you. Then go and testify, and the Lord Jesus bless you and make you well. Let's say thanks be to God. Be reverent. Come, sir. Now, you might say, Brother Branham, you're reading those people's minds. No, I'm not. Here, I've never looked at this man. Put your hand on my shoulder, sir. You believe me to be God's prophet? With all your heart? If I tell you the truth, will you raise up your hand and witness it's the truth? If God can show me out here what's wrong with you? Got heart trouble, haven't you, sir? That's right, raise up your hand. Now go and be made well in Jesus' name. I felt that come to me. He said, he's reading their mind. Oh, no. It's the power of God. That's right. The Lord bless you, sister. Lady sitting over there at the end of that row right there looking this way, you got stomach trouble, haven't you? You want to be made well? I see you sitting there praying. You've been bleeding ever since I've been praying here, haven't you? All right, you stand up now. You had gastric ulcers, sister, in your stomach, causing it to sour. Is that right? You're healed now. You can go home. The lady sitting next to you, she had liver trouble too, sitting there. I've been having liver conditions. Isn't that right, lady? If that is, stand up and accept your healing then, and you can go home also and be made well. The Lord bless you. Have faith in God. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe, lady? You do? If God will tell me what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You have diabetes. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now you can go get well, and the Lord bless you and make you well. Say praise be to the Lord. Have faith. Come, lady. You don't get over it. Well, my, you don't look like you'd have TB, but you have. You know that? You're conscious of it? My, certainly don't look like it. Look outward, but you are. Yes, sir. Here the other day, when you heard that I was coming up here, you knelt in a room and said, if you could ever get up on this platform, you'd be healed. Is that right? All right. Now you can go around with your husband also sick. Go, it's help. Just go tell him he's healed too. God bless you both of you. Have faith. Got kidney trouble, lady. Very bad. You want to get over it? Say, I accept my healing of Jesus Christ. The Lord bless you now. May you go home and get well in Jesus Christ's name. Come, brother. You want to get over that stomach trouble? Be made well. Will you believe me as God's prophet? Then go eat what you want to and praise God for your healing. Have faith. Don't doubt at all, but believe. What about? Or it's you. You have stomach trouble too. Or it's you can go also. Now, you had that for a long time, lady. It's a nervous condition, Saul, that you've had it for years and years. I go on, just forget about it and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. That's right. That's the way. Have faith in God. Do you believe? Well, have faith, and God will bring it to pass. You have diabetes, don't you, sir? Sitting right back there, gentlemen. Isn't that right? All right. Stand up now and say, Lord, I accept my healing. May the Lord make you well, Dad. You've been sitting there looking around, and a lot of them praying for you and everything. Now, you have faith in God. God's going to bring it to pass for you. Let's say thanks be to God. Have stomach trouble, don't you? That lady sitting right in there, yes. Lady next to you, rectal trouble there. That's right. It's true. You want to be healed, both of you? Stand to your feet. God bless you. You're both to go home now and get well. The good Lord bless you real well. Mm-hmm. You don't deal with that female trouble, sister, sitting there? You also have stomach trouble, too. A peptic ulcer in the stomach. Same thing. Cause you to be upset. Is that right? It seems like you got a real nervous condition, too. I see you weary walking the floor. Isn't that true? That's right. Raise up your hand like that. Now stand up and catch your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Come, lady. You don't get over the heart trouble? Just go and say, thank you, dear Lord Jesus, and go be made well. God bless you. You believe? Go rejoicing. Have faith in God. Excuse me. Something with I see someone faint, but yes I do. These two sisters are sitting together there. Right there at the end of the room. You have kind of fainting spells, don't you, lady? Is that your sister sitting next to you? You're both strangers to me, aren't you? And she has female trouble. Isn't that right? Both of you stand up. Put your arms around one another. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal them both. May they go home from here tonight and be made completely well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Way back up the line here, I see a man sitting there. It's a tubercular sitting on the end of the seatbelt up here, up this line here, right up down there. You want to get over that, sir? Stand up to your feet then, wave your handkerchief around and say, thank you, Lord. God bless you now. You can go home and get well. Amen. You believe? Dear Lord, what could happen in this meeting? What could happen right now? Children, why would you doubt your master? Is this a patient here? Come, lady. All right. Lady, do you believe me to be God's prophet? Excuse me, I'm getting weak, you see. Do you believe that God sent me? Or you're for this little boy. Is that right? That's your little grandson. Is that right? It's kind of an odd thing. Oh, yes, it's a grandson by an adopted daughter. Is that right? Asthma and something wrong with his eyes. Is that right? Take it on home and go get well, mother. Don't know. Do you believe? How many wants to be healed? Raise your hand. Now lay your hands over on each other just a moment. Oh, God, I pray for mercy, dear God. Heal the needy, Lord. You know my condition just now. May your Spirit come in great power and unction. The Holy Spirit, which now moves over this audience, may it fall upon every one of them, Lord. May every one of them be healed right now. I cast away the evil in Jesus Christ's name.
Are we strangers? We don't know each other.
You just picked up a card a few minutes ago out there, and
It calls your number and you come up on the platform. That's as far as life as we've seen each other know. Is that true? Then only God knows your heart. I do not. But you know that something is near. You know that the Spirit of the Lord. You have a strange thing. You're wanting children. Isn't that right? Well, Simeon said in the temple of old, or Eli rather, said, the Lord bless Hagar, and she brought forth the baby. You've been sterile. Come close just a moment. Heavenly Father, in the day that's so evil now, and here's the woman wanting a little one, God bless her, as you have the many hundreds across the country, and make her well of this, and may she embrace this loved one that she wishes in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one day not long ago, a little lady come to my house. She may be here tonight, for all I know. She's been wanting a little baby for years. I had prayer for her, and the lady has the loveliest little boy baby. How many knows Richard, T. Richard Reed of Jonesboro, Arkansas? Well, the Blessed Old Bible Hour Tabernacle. He's a pastor there. His wife, many years ago, been barren for years. And one morning I walked out of the room. She's taking shots from the doctor and everything, which almost caused her to lose her mind. And it didn't do any good. One morning walking out of the room, I said, Sister Reed, I see you holding a little boy baby in your arms. You shall have it. God has rewarded you. And she was playing an old favorite song of mine. It's not a Christian song. It's Home on the Range. I think it sounds so peaceful. And I said, God is going to bring peace to your family, and He's going to bring the little boy baby. And 5 years from that year, she embraced the little boy baby, and I was holding him 2 or 3 weeks ago in my hands, trotting him up and down the aisles of the place right where it was said. The Lord God granted. That's one of hundreds. You might wonder just why just saying one thing to the people and let it pass on by. It's because of more you talk to people, more you know about people as the visions keep breaking. But I want to try to get to as many as I can. You stand and talk to someone, just keeps on moving, keeps on going, keeps on moving, talking. Now, lady, do you believe the things that you see? You believe it to be the truth? You do. Well, perhaps I'll just talk to you a little bit. Are we strangers? We are strangers. I don't believe I ever seen you in my life. Then, if I am a stranger and you are a stranger, neither one of us met each other in life before, and this is our first meeting place, just raise up your hand so the people know it. That's true. I never seen the lady in all my life, know nothing at all about her. God does. Now, if He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if I should talk to this woman and it would be His divine will, He could reveal to me, but it's His will. I can't make it. He could even speak that woman what's wrong with her, or something about her life, or what she has done, or what's hindering her, or if she's something else, God would tell her about it. You know how that is. If it's sin in the camp, it'll sure be called out. That's right. It won't pass. Unconfessed sin. If you'll watch it, it always catches that unconfessed sin. How many knows that's true, watching in the audience chair every night? See? It certainly is. It catches unconfessed sin. But now I want to talk to the woman. I want you all to be reverent. Now, sister, if our Lord Jesus, I know He loves you because He died for you. And if I be His servant, then, and you is be His servant, then there'd be something about you. If there is sickness, then there's something here, and both of us human beings, it's trying to get your faith to look to something. That's what I'm talking about. And every word that I'm saying, God has to give me utterance, or I wouldn't even be standing here. I'd be dead. Is that right? And standing here at this Bible, on this sacred desk, the pulpit, the closest place to heaven on the earth? Certainly. You've come from a distance here. Is that right? You come on a bus, didn't you? I seen you getting on a bus and getting off of a bus. Just a moment, it left me. Oh, Yes? That's right. And you have something that's in the liver. Isn't that right? Cancers in the liver. Is that the truth? Now, if that's truth, let the people know. Now, you hear that was talking. That wasn't me. That was my voice, but I could hear myself. Now, let's talk just a little longer, Steve. Do you believe me to be his prophet? You do that. I believe you do, too, with all your heart. God bless you. You have other sorrows in your heart, too. You're concerned about someone. Is that right? It's a boy. Isn't that right? And that boy had an operation some time ago. It was on the spine. And it paralyzed him. And the only thing he can lift is his left hand. And two fingers on that left hand. I see him moving the fingers. Is that right? Isn't he a great lover of sports such as fishing and hunting and like that? Isn't that true? God bless you. Come here. Our Heavenly Father, be merciful to this poor woman standing hopeless, helpless, without you. God grant the blessings that she desires. Thou knowest all about her. I can't remember at this time, but thou knowest all things. And I pray that you'll bless her and give her the desire of her heart, making her well. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Sister, with your faith.
Yes, there's something about you. Just keeps moving on. I see you're fading away from front of me again. You're going to get well.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank
you're
God.
Going to get well. God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful faith. I wish everybody here had faith like that. Lady, just a moment. Didn't you cross a river to get here? You come from Kentucky, didn't you? Is that right? I thought I'd seen that bus cross the river when I looked around that time. God bless you. But I want to ask you something else. Is that boy with you? He isn't with you. But he was with you. Is that right? I've seen him with you, too. God bless you. Now go on your road rejoicing. Or if you could have faith like that, anything could happen. Believe God. Sir, you've been watching me all along, each night and everything. I know what's your trouble. But you're sitting there a while ago, you was praying. You was praying that God would do something for you or speak to you tonight. Is that the truth? I wasn't reading your mind, but I know what he was saying. And I know where your trouble is, and I believe if you're willing to take my word as God's prophet and accept what I tell you is the truth, God will heal you. You believe you can do that? You have a heart trouble, don't you, sir? Is that right? Now stand up and say, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my healer. God bless you, brother. Now go home and get well. God bless you. All right. I believe I know you, lady. Aren't you the lady from Chicago or something about a cancer case one time? Heal of cancer. Ma'am, heal of cancer. You're the lady that was outside of that place that morning where I come out of that friend of yours. That was healed with something out there. That great meeting going on in Fort Wayne. I thought I remembered your face. Oh, yes. I got you now. Excuse me. You are Miss... your husband... I met you in Florida one time. And your husband has a spaghetti company or something. Is that right? That's right. All right. See, you understand what's going on now then. If you've been to meetings before, it's something. I know you're my friend. But I want to know it's not your own conditions. It's for a loved one, your daughter, with heart trouble. Isn't that true? It seems like I've seen two children appear there. Is that right? Two grandchildren. One of them's fixing to have an operation. nose or something wrong in the nose condition. Is that right? Yeah. Any others got a kidney trouble? Is that right? And you want to ask blessings for them. Let's turn our faces to God right now. Lord Jesus, we pray that you'll help these people that she's standing here, this little mother tonight, who's been along and seen your great mighty hands move. Now, I lay my hands upon her in a representative way of the hands of our Lord and ask that all her requests will be granted tonight and she'll be given the desire of her heart in these matters. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go and let me hear. Those children was across the waters, wasn't it? South America. All right. Believest thou this? Then have faith in God. Feel different now, don't you, brother? I thought if you just a little push to make you receive it, you see. Last night you tried awfully hard. You're sitting somewhere in the building. I watched you last night. I know another person here is very, very sick and been trying the last couple nights. I'll be there to go to get healed directly. I've watched him go to him twice already tonight. Come, lady. Have faith now, everyone in God. Believe him with all your heart. God shall bring it to pass. How do you do, sister? Do you believe all these things?
Sure.
You believe the preaching of the word is true?
Yes, sir.
You do. And you believe that faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word. And you believe that what we ask God, we receive because we believe we get what we ask for. And will you believe with me? And for your faith, that you believe that God could tell me what's wrong with you?
He could.
You believe he will?
I believe he will.
You got a little scare because that you had a cancer.
That's right.
And the cancer was in the head or in the ear, I'd say.
Right.
In the ear.
Right, sir. And I have two in my ear too.
And you're afraid that the cancer is coming to the ear. Is that right? And that's in the right ear. That's where I see where it was examined, looking to that ear. Is that true?
Right. All right,
come here just a moment. Lord Jesus, I bless this poor old mother. No doubt at all, Lord, but this poor little old feeble hand that I've got here now has washed the many days washing. Brushed back the tears from the crying baby's eyes as she rocked it. Been a mother. But, oh, God, it takes someone now, a nail-scarred hand, to brush back the fears and tears here. Grant it, Lord. May she go home and all fears leave, and may she get well. Live many more happy days. I bless her for this purpose. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go now, being happy, rejoicing. And
thank you, Jesus.
That's the way to do it.
All right.
Poor little old mother. Now, if you can believe, all things are possible. Now, sir, are you and I strangers? We are strangers. Now, I don't know nothing about you. No more than you're just standing right here before me. Then I'm telling you that Jesus died for you 1,900 years ago, to save from sin, to heal from sickness. Do you believe that's the truth? Well, if I'm telling the truth, God will vindicate the truth. And I say that his attitude today towards the sick is just like it was when he walked on the Sea of Galilee. He could not heal. He could only do as the Father said. Is that right? But if God will reveal to me your trouble, would it help your faith to believe? Well, you're a nervous type of person. Has calls it a kidney condition of getting up at night. But another thing, one of the main things wrong with you, oh yes, you're an arthritis case. I see you trying to get out of bed. You're stiffened up. Is that right?
Yes.
With arthritis. You believe God will take it away from you now? Almighty God, may this devil be rebuked in Jesus Christ's name. And may he go out of the man and may he go now and be made well in Jesus' name. Amen. Raise up your hands and praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I walk off the platform just rejoicing. Now, the man had arthritis bad. I could see him in the vision where he could hardly walk. Anybody know him? Let's see if they know that's the truth. Raise up your hands. That's right. The people are out there. The man's healed. Let's say thanks be to God. God can do all things for us. All right. You believe, young man?
If God would reveal what was wrong, would you believe it? You want to get over cancer? Would you like to get over your cancerous condition? You would? Would you accept Jesus as your healer? Lord God, bless the man and may that demon of cancer leave him right now. In Jesus Christ's name, may he go. God bless you. Now go rejoice, you brother. Being happy, God will grant it. All right. Do you believe, lady? Do you believe the things that you hear is the truth?
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now there's something with this lady that somebody's got sitting right out through there somewhere. The angel of the Lord swept up in there. It's that was they said right there, high blood pressure. You're healed, sister. You had diabetes, and you're healed. So you're healed. There's a blood. The Lord be with you, sister. All right, come on. Do you believe with all your heart? Just a moment. Walk around this way just a minute, lady. Just a minute. Now, the Lord Jesus can do the exceedingly, the abundantly. Do you believe that? Above all that we could even do or think. You believe that? Stomach trouble. That's right, isn't it, lady? All right? You had stomach trouble, too. All right, you're both healed. Now you can go on your road rejoicing. Being made well. That's the way to believe God. Have faith in God. Have faith now. Don't doubt. Come, lady. You want to get over heart trouble? Believe that God will make you well? Lord Jesus, bless her poor soul, Lord, and give her great faith, and may this heart trouble leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Do you believe, lady? Oh, yes. Now, while the anointing's on, I talked to you somewhere, some other. I've seen you before somewhere. Oh, it was this afternoon. I met you on the highway. Is that right? All right. I'm glad you got here. Now you go on your road and rejoice and be happy. And believe God with all your heart, you'll get well. Lord Jesus, bless her, I pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Have faith in God. Just a moment. Believe Him with all your heart.
I hope you understand it. Every person in here is a spirit. You understand that. And you're everyone sitting there, a solid wall of faith, believing. It's just moving first one place and another, you see. I can't tell just where it goes to me, where a vision starts to break. It materializes before me, and I have to look and see if I can see the person. There's a vision struck right here just then. I can't tell. It's right in here is where it looked like a man. Yes, but I can't place where the man is. But I believe this fellow sitting here praying, I believe it's some of his relation that's got a back trouble, something wrong in the back, and a stomach trouble. A brother, I believe. Is that right, sir? Right there. I've seen the man. It sits right along there somewhere. Got a stomach trouble and a back trouble. It's a man. He's kind of a young-like fella. I've seen another standing by him, looked a whole lot like him, but he vanished away. He's standing right there, right over top of that fence. That's so much pulling and tearing, I can't, I can't locate the person, just keep a praying. Maybe I can find it. It's right in there somewhere. I've seen the man standing like this, and it went out from me. I've looked all through here, and I can't see nobody that looks like him. I've seen a man praying there, and I thought maybe it was for some of his people. All right, be reverent. Have faith in God. All right, bring the lady. You want to get over that sign that's sitting right back there? If you do, standing out there on the end of the road, just believe and have faith in God. God will grant it to you. All right. How do you do, lady? I want to talk to you a minute. Single your life out. See, when you're so much from that side, it's hard to get it sometimes. You've had some trouble, haven't you? And you've had an operation, haven't you? That's right. It's left you with kind of weak spells. You're having a weakness, isn't that true? Is that right? It was a cancer operation. That's true, isn't it? And aren't you concerned about a loved one? It's a husband, isn't it? That's right. He has some kind of a rectal trouble, hemorrhoids, cancer. Isn't that true? Well, go home. God bless you. I believe you're both going to get well. Lord, I pray that you'll bless her and may she and her husband live long, happy lives together. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go rejoicing. You believe God? Have faith in Him now. If you believe with all your heart, God will bring it to pass. You believe it? All right. A lady has sinus trouble sitting right there, and something wrong in her breast, hurting in her breast. But if you believe, you can get well. Do you believe that? God bless you. And you can rise up and accept your healing. You also have sinus sitting right behind her there also. A man, is that right? Isn't that the truth? The lady sitting right next to you, they're also sick. She's had some surgery of some kind. I see a hospital bed, they're working on her legs. No, it's the varicose veins, was that right? And now you're taking some kind of needle treatments for it, isn't that true? Stand up, Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. The rest of you want to believe at this time? You believe now? Jesus Christ is the end sign. All right? Now, there, just a moment. Lay your hands over one another. Now, do this as I asked you, will you? Do you believe that God has told the truth here? Do you believe with all your heart? Say amen. Amen. Now, if you do believe these words as His prophet, I say it, that Jesus Christ has healed every one of you through the building. You're every one healed, was 1,900 years ago. Can you accept it? If you can, just stand up to your feet and say, thank you, dear God. Father, I pray that you'll heal everyone, evil spirits, and move and heal this. Everyone in this handkerchief box, in Jesus' name. All right, buddy.
Have faith. All right, bow your head. Here's a deaf spirit on a man. Lord Jesus, creator of heavens and earth, have mercy upon the man and heal him of this spirit of deafness. Satan tried to get him to be killed or something by a vehicle, but God's here to make him well. Come out of him, Satan, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? I'm just there. You hear me all right? That's fine. That's wonderful. Now you're healed. Say, aren't you a preacher?
Yes.
I thought you were. Yes, sir. That you're a preacher. And you're seeking to see me about a meeting. Is that right?
And in your neighborhood where you live, there's been somebody in there that's caused a lot of disgrace upon the cause of divine healing. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, go and I'll be seeing you. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. All right. Everyone, just as reverent as you can be now. Now, are we strangers, lady? Don't know each other. Know nothing of each other. All right. Do you believe that God is here at the platform to help you? You don't believe nothing. You accept it to be God. Is that right? You're a Christian woman, you should. You have some sort of a fever, rheumatic fever. Is that right? That's a dangerous killer, sister. It goes to the heart, and that takes it. But come here just a moment. I want to ask you something. Won't you look this way at me? Now, don't fear. Have faith. I want you to just wait just a moment. See, so your spirit can be in the right position to catch the anointing of God. Faith. See, faith triumphs. Knows no defeat. It'll walk right over everything. You've got some trouble in your home, too. The child. I believe it's a girl. Isn't that right? And that girl's got something wrong. She's about 10 or 11 years old. Is that true? And she's got something wrong with her stomach. When she eats, she can't hold it on her stomach. Is that right? It's a nervous regurgitation in her stomach. She's nervous. You're nervous, too. That's where it comes from. Is that the truth, lady? That's when I've seen her vomit. Now, do you believe that the same God was with our Lord Jesus Christ is here with His people tonight, manifesting Himself? You firmly believe that with all your heart? Then, my sister, I bless thee in the name of Jesus Christ. May this condition of yours leave, and may all your troubles at home be straightened up and made right. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Go now believing, and you shall receive what you ask for. Let's say praise be to God. Have faith in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Come, lady. Little fella? No, it's you. Not the baby. It's you. And sister, are you aware of what's wrong? You're in a dangerous condition. You have cancer. And that cancer, I believe the doctor says, is a blood cancer. And seriously, is that right? You want to receive your healing? You want to raise that baby, don't you, mother? Then look to Jesus Christ. Almighty God, save this woman's life and heal her in Jesus Christ's name, I ask you. Her faith will mount up, roar up. May this demon, heartless thing that would take a mother from her baby, come out of her in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. Go have faith now to get well. Y'all get over that rupture. Stand up. God heals you then while you're sitting there. Go home. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Just a minute, lady. Was you just prayed for here? Stand up just a minute. No. What was your trouble? Rheumatic fever. I've seen him move at the... it's that sitting right there. Rheumatism, isn't it? Right against the fence there. All right. You believe that God will make you well? All right, stand up. He heals you the rheumatism just then. God bless you. Go now, B. God bless you. How did you... My sister, I see you... That's not natural for your color, is it?
Are we strangers to each other? Do you believe me to be his prophet? You do. That's caused by medicine. You took some kind of a medicine for nose or something, or you're putting drops in your nose for sinus trouble, is that right? And it's caused this condition to come poisoning, is that right? God bless you, come here. Lord God, heal the woman. I lay hands up on her and bless her for her healing. May it all leave her, the color leave, the poison go out, and may she be normal again. In Jesus' name, amen. Get a picture like you are now, and then get a picture at your leaves and send it to me. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. You believe with all your heart? You want to be healed? So your trouble is nervousness, isn't that right? All right, accept your healing. You go on across the platform and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's say praise be to God. You believe, sister? Do you make, Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman. May she leave here and be made completely whole in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, lady. Run, reach up. What you're asking for, it wasn't for you. That's true. You won't be telling you what it is. Is that right? You won't be telling you what your trouble is. All right, I'm just going to pray for you and let you go. All right, look this way and believe me with all your heart. No, you're here for a sister. And the sister's in a mental institution. Is that right? Now do you believe me to be his prophet? Then don't doubt no more. Go and have faith. Let's say praise be to God. Your back trouble isn't, sister, and you're kidding. Do you believe what? Is that truth?
Yes, that's true.
That's exactly the truth. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's exactly the truth that God has healed you. Go on your road and make the answer. Do you believe, sir?
Yes.
You don't get over the heart trouble? Then yes. Go and be made healed as well in the name of the Lord. Say thanks be to God. God bless you. I see the angel of the Lord standing right down there in that second row. About third person in down there. He's got high blood pressure. Right there in that row. That's right. That's true. God heals you. Make you well. Don't get over that asthmatic condition set next to you there. If you do accept your healing, raise up. That's right. God bless you. You can be healed. Sit down. The lady next to you also has high blood pressure. Stand up, lady, and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. All right, come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You have a rupture. You want to get over it? Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Go off the platform believing in and you'll be made well. Let's say praise be to God. Same thing with a little child. You want to believe for its healing? Believe with all your heart. God will make it well. Believe and you shall have just exactly what you asked for. Amen. All right, everybody reverent. Believe him with all your heart. God will heal you. Come, sir. Believe with all your heart. You believe that God is here. Believe I be his prophet representing him. You're suffering nervousness, isn't that right? I'll tell you what's making you nervous. A habit you got. Smoking cigarettes. You forsake them? Give them up? Go and get well. Give your heart to Christ and go live for him. Will you do it? Lord Jesus, I bless this man in the name of Jesus Christ. May he go from here tonight and be made well. In Jesus Christ's name, take every sin away. Take habits away from him. And we'll give you the praise. Amen. God bless you, sir. Now, don't doubt nothing. Go on your own rejoicing and believing with all your heart. Come, sir. You want to go eat your supper? All right, the altar left you then. Go on, eat your supper and be made well. You want that anemia condition to eat it? You want to think it'll leave? Go believe God and you shall get well and be made well. Let's say praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. Don't fear. Have faith. Don't cry, little boy, honey. You were healed just a few minutes ago. So your hurting's going to leave you and you'll be all right. So don't worry. All right. Let's say thanks be to God. We love the Lord Jesus. Blessed be his name. Have faith. Come, sir. You believe? You don't get over that stomach trouble?
All right, say, Lord, I accept my healing or something from stomach trouble. Go easy and be made well. Believe sitting there now. Have faith in God. Amen. How we love Him. Are you bleeding sitting there, sir, right over the top of that child? Something wrong with the spine. Vertebrae or something out. Is that right? You got something wrong with your lungs. Is that right? Well, raise up and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your back's healed and you're swell, brother. Go praise God. Come, little girl. If Jesus Christ was here, do you believe Him? Do you believe He is here and He'd lay His hands upon you and you get well? You love Him? Go to serve Him? Got heart trouble, haven't you, honey? You want to be made well? Come here. Lord Jesus, take the innocence of this child, your Father, and I lay my hands up on her and ask that demon will leave the child and make you get well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, honey. Go thanking the Lord Jesus and be made well. All right. You don't give her that female trouble, lady? Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. All right, that's right. Go and praise God. Believe Him. Amen. Well, all of you ought to be healed at one time. How did God make you absolutely well, healing the sick and the afflicted? You believe with all your heart? I see the angel Lord stand over a person right back in here. Been ruptured for about 25 years. Sitting right back on the end of this row, right back here. If you want to accept your healing, all right, you can stand up and receive it if you believe with all your heart. That's right, stand up. Amen. That man right there with the little thumb. You can too also, sir, if you accept yours. That prostrate trouble also. Go ahead now. You're healed. God's made you well. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. Come, lady. You want to get over heart trouble? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go believing now with all your heart and be made well. Have faith now. This elderly gentleman sitting right there suffers a rupture also with a mustache. Is that right, sir? You understand and accept your healing? All right, sir. God bless you. May you grant it. This lady sitting right here has a bladder trouble sitting right there, right on this side. Yes, sir. Something about the waters and so forth. If you believe with all your heart, if you do, you might be, God bless you. That's the way. All right, come, lady. You believe with all your heart? You believe that God's Spirit is here? You have some kind of a coughing. It's an asthmatic condition. Is that right? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal her and take this demon power off of her and may she go and be made well in Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go look and live. Amen. However one of you ought to believe, without a shadow of doubt.
Lady, I just want to talk to you as, and the reason I'm doing this is to contact your spirit. Will you believe with all your heart? And if God will just reveal to me what is wrong with you, will you accept Him as your healer? You would. Now, we're strangers, I suppose, are we? Never seen each other in life, nowhere. But God knows what's wrong with you, isn't that right? You're one of your greatest saints. You're an even also. Isn't that right? You believe that God will make you well? Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal the woman. Make her well, Father. May she go from here tonight and be made completely whole. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. Now, go rejoicing. Great. Now, that's according to your faith, sister. See, He never told me one thing, just said what was wrong with you. Watch what He says, see. What He tells you, that you do. Now, it's totally up to you, see. You believe it. You said you'd accept it. Now, He took it your word. You take Him at His word. Go testify the same, you'll get well. Amen. Let's say, thanks be to God. Amen. I trust that God is blessing you all out there now to where you can't disbelieve any longer. It would be a sin for you to disbelieve now. after God has sent His Son and has performed this thing that He speaks of now and has done all these signs, and you have sent His Bible, sent His preachers, sent His gifts, and you still disbelieve Him, there's nothing left for you but to be condemned at the end. Is that right? But the only thing this is to do is to glorify God and to reveal Jesus Christ. That when He was here on earth, He did this very same thing. All Bible readers believe that, say amen. And He said, when I go away, and I'll come again a little while, and the world will see Me no more. That's the unbelievers. But ye shall see Me, who? The believers. For I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Is that true? Then it's sin to disbelieve. Go ye and sin no more, or disbelieve no more, or a worse thing than this will come upon you, said Jesus. Is that true? Then we must believe. It's got to be a belief, or perish. If I was God, if they could take my word for it, that would settle it. But people still don't take the word, then signs and wonders are added into the church as Jesus Christ promised to do. And to my honest belief, I believe He's finishing up right now with the Gentiles, and we'll turn to the Jews right away. And the Gentiles will be left in their dogmas and the things that they got, their creeds and cold formal denominations, and the church will be raptured and tucked up, and the gospel will go to the Jews. Amen. Amen means so be it. All right. Excuse me, sister. I have to relax my mind for a moment. Now we are these strangers. I see that you are strictly a stranger to me. You're from away from here. You come from another city. You've got a lot of trouble on your heart. You got heart trouble to begin with. Is that right? There's a whole lot of blackness. I see a black sheep keep following you like that. Or it's a lie. Somebody told a lie on you. And that was a man who was professing divine healing.
Yes, sir.
He said you was a witch. Is that true? And you got a whole stir in your church or something other about it. Is that right? Your pastor's sitting right now. He's got polio. Is that right? Sister, don't pay no attention to what them people tell you. They're alive. And the only thing wrong with your heart is that nervous condition got your heart worked up. Go on home in peace, and God bless you. You're all right. God bless you. You're not all right. You believe with all your heart? Believe God will heal you, that people. Believe He'll make you well by the heaven. Lord Jesus, I pray that You'll heal the woman, and may she get completely whole. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank You, Lord, and you'll get well. Come, lady. Almighty God, author of life, give this woman her perfect health in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Just a minute. Something happened to you. You know that. You're aware of that. Is that right? Why, it's all over the building. And every person here could be healed right now if you believe it. You believe this? Have faith in God. Are you one of the ushers, sir? All right, sir. That lady sitting right there got heart trouble. That speckled dress on. Stand up, lady. He just healed you. They had that heart trouble. You believe that with all your heart? All right. There sits a lady there with her handkerchief up crying. Just had a lick on the head the other day. She got a headache. It's causing it. Is that right? Stand up and accept your healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. How many of the rest of you want to accept your healing? Jesus Christ is right here now to heal you. Do you believe that? All that wants to be healed, stand to your feet right now. Every person in the building who wants to be healed, stand to your feet. Raise up your hands like this to God. Almighty God, the author of life, the giver of every good gift, as our spirit is here tonight, I pray that You'll heal every person in this building. God here, the Holy Spirit is here. And I now, as Your servant, along with these other servants, curse every disease in here. May the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, heal every person in here. Satan, leave these people in Jesus Christ's name. Now let the people that's got their hands up say, praise God, and go to rejoice. Giving God. All right, brother, go say.